Then John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Then the third verse, there were two times it said born again in that passage. The third time that it uses the term born again is in 1 Peter 1:23. You can turn to that if you like. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All right? It's followed some of the same reasoning that was in John. Listen to it. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. What is the corruptible seed? That's male semen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. So the new birth requires a seed, just as the first birth requires a seed. That's an interesting thought. The new birth requires conception, just as the first birth required conception. The new birth requires travailing in birth. Paul speaks of that, of whom I travail in birth till Christ be born in you and be conceived in you. And so the new birth is very parallel to the first birth. So what is the seed, the divine semen, that produces conception and brings forth a new birth? Look at the rest of the passage. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So the seed of God is his word. Now, boy, that has some implications for people that mess with the Bible, doesn't it? Genetically altering is what they're doing. When you mess with God's word, you're messing with his seed. When you mess with God's word, you're altering the essence of what brings forth the new birth. Think about that. That's freaky. So how then does the word of God function as a seed? Where does the word of God find lodging in the human being? In his spirit. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So the word of God conceives with our spirit. And when the word of God conceives with our spirit, what then is brought forth? A spiritual man. A new man. A new man conceived by the spirit of God in holiness. What comes forth is the Christ man. What comes forth is a new living cell to become part of the body of Christ. And so you must be born again by the Spirit of God through the seed of God, which is the Word of God, which is incorruptible. All the scholars tell us the Word of God has been corrupted. It's their job to fix it. They're getting themselves between God and the implantation of his seed, where it'll bring forth fruit. How scary, how freaky that they would do that. Now, you know, a person might get born again reading the New International Version, but they're liable to have a third eye or an extra leg or be congenitally joined, because you're going to be genetically altered if you get born again through that one. All right, that's just a joke.